Wake up every single day thinking about how can I change my life? How can I stand on the stage with the giants? I realize that everything I ever dreamed of lives in the sky, and I must jump every single day to go reclaim what's mine. And that's royalty. As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should taste every single day. It's you versus you. Your dream versus the world. You're going to have to be phenomenal in everything you do, because everyone in the world is chasing greatness. And what do you do when a man is going 100 miles per hour and you haven't even started the engine yet?
Embrace being the indivisible that they say cannot do.
The best gifts come from the Father.
They will not see you coming as you rise, as you work every single day, tirelessly, for what you dream of.
Now, if you turned your back on me, I promise I'm gonna make you turn around. You will call me King. You will call me King. We gotta make this decision in our lives today, kings and queens, that we will not be ordinary. We will be great. You have an everlasting potential, and as long as you have a heartbeat, as long as you have air in your lungs, you have an opportunity to change this world, change your life, and live your dream today. We will be kings. I see millions of motivational speakers that speak to the rich, that speak to the successful. I said, who speaks to the broken? Who speaks to the individuals that's still in the process? Who speaks to the individuals that doesn't want to live anymore? Every motivational speech you ever heard, I was talking to myself and I was telling my story. I couldn't read till I was 16. I buried my mother to a heroin overdose. My father was a hitman. I used to sneak in crack houses to sleep next to my mom to make sure she was safe at night. But through all the chaos and all the pain, God built a warrior. So when y'all see King Hollis, and every time I drop a speech, I'm dropping it for you. That person that want to give up on his life, I'm dropping it for you. That person that don't know that they have greatness inside of them, I'm dropping this for you.
See, the difference between a good player and a great player. See, that good player does just the minimum to get by. That great player pushes his body past the limit. He leaves every single drop of blood on the field. And whatever he does in life, he wants to be remembered as the greatest. He does that extra 10 when a coach only asks for 20. He runs that extra mile when a coach only asks for 5. See, he knows he's gonna have to dig deep inside his soul to bring out that king. us to bring out that power that lays in every single one of us. But we won't go deep enough to get. We're not gonna be good. We're gonna be great.
Being broke is a mindset. That's something that you put inside your head. That's something that you tell yourself every single day. I literally started from the side of a Turkey Hill gas station. And all I did was ask someone, could you give me an opportunity to go into your studio? Could you give me an opportunity to walk into this place every single day and create my motivation? The time didn't take long. It was only 2 to 3 minutes and I'll finish a speech and I'll give it out. Because many of you guys don't know, I do not write speeches. Everything I do is from the heart. So what I did was I truly believed that I have something special to give this world. And I want you to know that you have something special to give this world. Don't ever believe that the lack of funds is the reason why you're not being successful. This is not true. The lack of belief is why you're not successful. Every single human being on this earth is a walking million-dollar check. And our belief in ourselves, our grind, our true grit to wake up every single day and tell ourselves and tell the world that I will be something special is what separates you from everyone else. I learned that when I stop being envious of people and stop judging people and stop being angry that I'm not on their level is when I truly started to elevate in my career. I told myself, I will never take a dollar bill from another person. I will never sell my dream and my gift to anyone for any dollar amount. Don't you ever do that. And every morning you wake up and you look in the mirror, I want you to look in that mirror and I want you to tell yourself that I am special, I am great, and I am phenomenal. Nobody will stop me from reaching my goal. My goal, my individual goal, is to become one of the best speakers of all time. But I know I have so much work to do. While they sleep, I must work. While they party, I must grind. While they procrastinate, I must go after my future with a relentless effort. And I want you guys to grow to be successful with me. I don't want to just be successful by myself. I want my message to grow other people and make other people successful. That's what life is truly about. It's about picking great individuals and taking them with you. We got to make this decision in our life today, kings and queens, that we will not be ordinary. We will be great. We will be kings. This life is about serving and giving and being true. We live in a world where people believe everybody is out to get you. But I'm telling you now, some people is just out to love you. So for the rest of my career and the rest of my life, I want you to look at William Hollis as your brother, your family, because we are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you came from. The only thing that matters is who loves you now. Growing up in the projects of Pontiac, Michigan, I realized two things. I realized that I won't make it if I believe that this is my reality for the rest of my life. And two, I had to realize that all the knowledge and my gifts were already placed inside of me at birth. All I have to do is fine tune. All I have to do is keep working on this craft every single day. and I can be successful. When I sat on the side of that Turkey Hill gas station, I realized that no one would believe in me. No one will say, William Hollis, one day your speeches will be played all around the world. No one. And I realized that pain was necessary. I realized that without my belief, I cannot go to the next level. And I want you guys to know, every piece of motivation I give you, I'm talking to myself. The world just happened to hear me. Let's become legendary. Let's not focus on who don't see anything in us. Let's focus on everything that does. You are filthy rich. You were born rich. We're going to forget about the generational lack. We're going to forget about the people who left us. And we're going to focus on the people who love us. We're going to focus on the people who believe in us. Because you have greatness inside of you. You have an everlasting potential. And as long as you have a heartbeat, as long as you have air in your lungs, you have an opportunity to change this world, change your life, and live your dream today. You are not broke. You are filthy rich. You were born rich. We will be royal forever. Sometimes your life won't turn out how you plan it. It turns out how you work for it. How you wake up and you chase that dream every single morning. It's what you give your time and your energy to that takes you to the next level. You see, I witnessed the death of my mother, the death of my grandfather, the incarceration of my father, and still I stood. Because when I walked in those projects, I realized one thing. I realized this, that my dream never lived down there. I realized that everything I ever dreamed of lives in the sky, and I must jump every single day to go reclaim what's mine. And that's royalty. You see, many of us believe that just because our father was a drug dealer and our uncle was a drug dealer, that is our life and that is our forever. But I want you to know something. That is only a lesson to show us to be something more than what they thought we can be. You see, when a family tree is dying, all you have to do is take care of the roots. And if the roots is too dead to bring the tree back alive, you plant another one. Young king and queen, I'm sorry, but we live in a generation today where you're going to have to grow up right now. You're going to have to be phenomenal in everything you do, because everyone in the world is chasing greatness. And what do you do when a man is going 100 miles per hour and you haven't even started the engine yet? The best gifts come from the bottom. They say, well, why you want to be great? I don't want to be great for me. I want to be great so the project babies can look in the mirror and say, I am too. I am special. That flower grew in the same streets that I grew up in. That rose rose up through that concrete, and so can I. It's a mentality. Roses can grow in the projects if you take care of the soil. It don't matter how big the house is, baby. It's the love inside of it. Take care of your community. Take care of your brothers and sisters. Hold cowards accountable for what they put in your neighborhoods. Put your crown back on your head. Let the world know your name, King and Queen. This means you gotta work. This means you have to grind when they sleep. You gotta grind when they woke. You gotta grind when you do not feel like it. And this in all areas in life, school, sports, your religion. Consistency is the tunnel to greatness. Consistency will turn an ordinary man into something he never thought he can be. I want you to look in the mirror, young kings and queens, today. If you're growing up with nothing and you're growing up without, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say these words. I want you to say that I am royalty. I am more of my generational curses. I am more than my drug addict father. I am more than my incarcerated uncle. No, I'm not better than them, but I want to do better for them. I want to give our last name a legacy that will be remembered forever. That when people speak of it, people will smile automatically. See, this type of greatness I'm talking about when I die, they can't even fit another body in the church. Because what I gave the world. You see all these men standing on top of the world. You think they're special. You think they're everything. But you don't know what they did to get there, King and Queen. Are you willing to sell your soul for material things? Because right now, we're losing the battle to the evil. And I'm telling you, young kings, I need you to come back. I need you to come back to the kings and queens that I know you are as great citizens. You know, young kings that walk in the room with his pants pulled up, and young queens that cover her body and only show her face because she knows she's beautiful and she loves the skin she in. You see, I want to bring us back to that. I want to eliminate the NIGGA mindset and bring the king mindset, because that's what we were born of. Royalty. You see, kings and queens, life is like one man standing on one single street. And the Creator says, stay in your lane. If you stay in this lane, you will continue to ride. But if you pay attention to all the other cars, you will crash. What do I mean? I mean, don't pay attention to the next man. Pay attention to the best man. See, the best man is whoever you believe he is, because the mind has power. Your mouth and your words have power. I became a speaker by walking into a school after having suicidal thoughts, ready to blow my brains out. I wanted to give some children something that they can take forever, something that can last forever, something that can push them to the next level. And then I wanted to die. But God did a funny thing when I walked out that school in Redding, Pennsylvania. 5 minutes walking down that street, I get a phone call and they say, Mr. Hollis, how much do you charge to speak? And that was the day my career started. Since then, I have done nothing but speak. Since then, I've paid every bill with nothing but what I make from what I speak. Since then, I'd had a meal every single night. Since then, I've met beautiful, kind people that helped me go to the next level. Since then, you get my point. God is amazing. See, I thought it was about time that somebody came to the world and they gave people true words. You know, not just talk to the people with the big wallets and the big purses. I'm talking about the people that have nothing. I'm talking about the people who can barely get car serving, barely feed their babies. I'm talking about the mothers left alone. I'm talking about the fathers that's lost, that never had a father and had a baby and still don't know how to be a father, and they call the deadbeat every single day. See, the thing about this world, they believe that you can just vanish somebody into something, but I want you to know something. With God put his hands on it, you cannot vanish anything. Because that's the same man that turned dirt into man. See, we tend to forget these things. We tend to forget how extraordinary our Father is. See, you got powers and we like him. You got to awaken that power. You got to bring it to life. And you got to show the world that this is real. People always ask me the question. They say, Will, when have you found what you love to do? I say, you find what you love to do when it becomes easy to you and amazing to the world. See, I hope you're listening to me today, because I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you my soul. I'm giving you what they call real motivation. See, no, I will never come to you kings and queens with that lions, tigers, and bears, because I'm not a lion, tiger, or bear. I was born in the jungle, though. But we made it out. Because you know what they say about real lions? Take over the pack. And we lead it. See, that's the thing. We got a lot of lions out there in those neighborhoods. Drug dealers, killers, whatever you want to call yourself. And I want you to know, King, you special. You misguided, but you special. I know you grew up without a father and your mother left you and nobody ever loved you and nobody ever told you you can be anything, and you believed it. But I want to tell you this, that you are phenomenal. You are a king. You come from royal blood. You stand on the tip top of pyramids. You are royalty, king. You are a light. You are a star. The question is, do you believe you are?
Everyone has been an underdog. Streams all the way back to Little League. When you were a toddler, people will look past you and believe that you didn't have what it takes. What do you want to do to prove them wrong? How are you going to go about that? See, it's beauty in the underdog, because nobody sees you coming. The struggle of getting people to believe that if they put you in, you won't let them down. The struggle of making people believe that you have what it takes to get the job done. But remember, they will not see you coming as you rise, as you work every single day, tirelessly, for what you dream of. It doesn't matter who says you're not good enough. It doesn't matter if they say you're not qualified enough. The only thing that matters is that you're willing to work your behind off to change their mind frame. Embrace being the underdog. Embrace being the individual that they say cannot do it. This is what life is all about. When we see the underdog win, it puts belief in us. The underdog represents all of the people that's looked at as nothing. We are the true champions. everyone on Super Bowl Sunday. They root for the underdog. Because it's something about watching the little man, the small people, the people that they say are not that talented. Watching them succeed. We had the whole world take our belief out of our head and stab us in the heart with a dagger and told us to not believe. But as they continue to stab, we continue to fight. Because they don't know about the nights when we cried, when we bled the pain out of our system. The blood was the tears. And the underdog is what kept us going. It was the dog underneath the trash, underneath the pain. And we fought to come out of that. Now watch the next time you say, forget the underdog. Because that dog has more bite than that pit bull. Keep fighting. The underdog is truly the greatest. Oh, this is the comeback. Yeah, yeah. This is the year of the comeback. You don't know the feeling training. Every single day. Putting your body through pain. Pushing your brain to its limits. Just to come out and injure yourself. See, when you're on top, everybody loves you. Everybody wants to come to the party. But when you're hurt, when you're broken down, King, who is around? Person that will give you the strength to rise up and be who you are truly meant to be is you. It's that lion inside your chest that's saying, I won't let my career end this way. I'm going to be greater and better than anything you've ever seen, because I know what pain feels like. What disappointment looks like. And I don't like the look. I'm coming back for everything they told me I wanted. I'm gonna show the world that whatever is broken can truly be fixed. For every athlete, every man that put his all into something and he fell short. But just like those kids sitting in those elementary schools, when that teacher asks them to do something and they can't do it, they quit. They pout. They cry. But not us. We're gonna do it. Until we get it right. We're gonna do it until we write the end of our movie the way we want it to end. Now, if you bet against me, you better get your money back. The comeback. The comeback. is for the dreamers. The dreamers that cannot sleep. The dreams that run away from us when we're running our fastest. We will not be last. We will meet our dreams in our paradise. We will marry our dreams. We will hold them tight to our hearts. And we will make them ours. Make them ours forever. Come here, dreams. I'm chasing you. It's all on you. If you fail, it's because you stop running. If you fail, it's because you stop grinding. You stop caring. You stop working. You stop working for that dream that dangles in your face. The gift that God left you. Don't be the person that forgets to open your gift. Because that dream has everything you need in it. That dream is the road that will lead to your paradise. Aren't you tired of McDonald's? Aren't you tired of living check to check? Your dream is your $1 million check. We're gonna turn that apartment into a palace. Let's go take what belongs to us. The underdog is truly the greatest.
Greatness will only come to you if you run to it. Greatness will only arise when you step in the fire and you're not afraid to get burned. Mistakes happen. Trials and tribulations happen. Deaths happen. But you gotta keep going. You gotta keep believing. I need you to develop that what now mentality. You know exactly what I'm talking about. When you lose that job, when everything disappears, what now? Let me tell you. What now is dedication, relentless effort to achieve your dreams. Putting a plan together, not just jumping into the water with no life vest. Putting a strategic plan together to be greater than you were yesterday. To be greater than anything anybody could ever imagine. See, this thing about dreams, we believe that it's up to other people to believe in. And the truth is, the only person that needs to believe in you is you. Sometimes when terrible things happen to us, we go into this dark shell and we stay there and we believe that this darkness will be our home forever. But you gotta understand that every pain is a lesson. Every lesson that you learn in the process of life, it's turning you into something phenomenal. Life is painful. In it, we lose some of the greatest things we ever had. But one of the hardest things to do is to keep going. Is to keep chasing. You show the beautiful, beautiful taste of greatness. You blend your trials and tribulations with triumph celebration. Because your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother, they're depending on you. But first you must ask yourself, are you willing to lay down and bleed so you can see the dream? doing something over and over again, knowing that you may not even get paid for it. Knowing that you don't even have a meal to eat at night. You see, that is the true sign of a champion. When I say rise, kings and queens, I say rise for you, not for me. That freshman is getting ready to go to college. Are you going to take the obstacles that come with it? Are you going to study when they party? Are you going to dream when they sleep? Are you going to beat the obstacles? This is the question you must ask yourself. What are we holding back for? What are we holding back for? The journey. Where a man or a woman is made. The journey. The places where you bury loved ones. And you gotta keep going on without it. The journey. The moment when you get that phone call. When you've been going to interviews for months and months and months. And they give you that call back and they say, I'm sorry. Just didn't have what you were looking for. There's somebody out there right now. There's somebody out there talking about quitting right now. And I want you to look me in my eyes and listen to me. You are special. No matter if you have a degree, no matter if you work at McDonald's, you are special. Your gifts. Your special gifts. You were born with it. That's where you will find your greatness. The journey. I need you to understand this. It's you versus you. Your dream versus the world. Don't let them stop it. Let them see it. Let them see it shine. Some's gonna fail tests, some's gonna lose family members. But what not? Keep chasing the dream that hunts you. The dream that bites and eats at your soul. Because this is the only thing you wanna do. But just like when Coach used to say, keep running. I can hear him now, he said, keep running, Will. Keep running. I know you're tired. Keep running. You want that degree? Keep running. You want that high school diploma? Keep running. You want to say your mama out there projects? Keep running. You want a beautiful life? Keep running. Let them watch you rise like the phoenix and become one of the greatest this world has ever seen. The journey. This journey of life, this journey full of ups and downs and pain. Are you ready for it? Are you going to sit down in the valley of pity for the rest of your life, or are you going to rise and keep running? This is you versus you. Listen to me again. I need you to understand this. This is you versus you. You see, once you stop paying attention to everything that has nothing to do with you, your life will change. You wake up every single day, you get on your Instagram, you get on your Facebook, and what do? You scroll up to see what's going on in other individuals' lives. And I need you to teach you the lesson of staying in your lane. Understanding your unique gifts that you have to give this world. You see, what I will relate to you guys with is the fact that I started off with a terrible household. I started off with people telling me, you're gonna be just like your father. I started off with the echoes of the daughter screaming that you will stay in this pit of hell for the rest of your life. And as I watched around me, other kids listened. Other kids made this a part of their DNA. They decided to make this their reality. But I ran away. I ran towards my dreams because I understood that if I do not make it, my family dies in this pit of hell. But the only way I can start running is when I realized that it was me versus me. Not him versus me or her versus me or them versus me. It was me versus me. Stop paying attention to the man that's already 100 miles ahead of you. And focus on your next step. Put your crown on and become a king. Put your crown on and stop asking for other people to make you great. And you take it. And no, this will not be given to you. This will not just be handed to you. You're gonna have to take it. No, not with force or power, but I'm talking about your pure work ethic. I'm talking about relentless effort. I'm talking about that ordinary man outworking the so-called extraordinary man. Put your crown on. I'm going to tell you a story about one day I had to wake up and I had to go all the way down to another city to speak, and I had no money to get there. All I had was $1.25 and a burning desire to make it. You see, on this day, I learned about life and journeys. I learned that it's going to be people that you love the most, that you look in their eyes and you ask them, do you believe in me? You ask them, do you believe in me? Their mouth will tell you yes, but their eyes, it will tell you no. But it's not about what they did to you, it's about what you're going to do when it's done. Yes, in life we have plenty of people that say, but I say, but what now? You see, that's what life is about. That's what this journey is about. It's about what now? Once we take our eyes off our destination, we start to trip. We start to trip over fake family members and fake relationships. But I promise you, if you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, what do you have to do to be successful? I promise you, your heart will tell you. People always ask me, Will, what is your morning routine? My morning routine is whatever it takes to be the greatest. I like to walk in new pastures and go into new valleys of battles and see if God gave me what it takes to continue to fight that. I will take that phone call. I will answer that email. I will go to the slums. I will go where the killer's at. Because I have a duty
from the man above to save the souls that's dying inside. You see, the biggest mistake you motivators make in this world is you try to change too much. And what happens when you do things too fast? You make a mess. You see me, I learned this very thing, take it, keep it, caress it. Meet them where they are. So you can take them where you want them to go.
Wake up every single day thinking about how can I change my life? How can I stand on a stage with the giants? I started this on homeless on the side of a Turkey Hill gas station, and I told myself I will not die here. I said, how can I build a $1 million business with no money? A conscience in my head spoke to me and it said, purpose. They said, when you work for your purpose will begin to work for you, and dreams and beautiful things will start to manifest. And I truly believe this. As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and wakes you up and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should chase every single day. If you chase this dream with consistency and you believe, your booking and your calendar will fill up. You want me to come to the middle of the projects? I'm coming. You want me to go where murderers sleep and live? I'm coming. You want me to fight that abusive husband that's beating on you? I'm coming. I'm going to take drug dealers and turn them into community leaders. I'm going to turn murderers into security. I'm going to turn drug addict mothers back into beautiful queens. I'm going to turn broken men into kings. And I'm going to show them that everything you tried to hide, God placed inside of me to tell the truth. So when I say the kings are on the rise, we are on the rise. Whatever you want out of your life, it's up to you to create. Because every human on this earth is born with this empty canvas. And your life is what you paint. There's nobody more special than anybody on this earth. It's just people that's willing to go down into the valley of nothingness. The valley of darkness. And come back with the sun. It's time that real comes to life. That's why the world is falling in love with this motivation, because it's real. You can feel it. You can see it. You know it. Because my motivation comes from my darkest days. And when I realized that I was going to have to put on my hard hat, that I was going to have to put on my boots, and I was going to have to strap up and fight for this dream, that's when things started to happen. I told people, I never wanted to be the man and the leader that stood in the front and everyone stood behind me. I wanted to be a leader that everybody stood on side of me and we fought together. And we won't sell our soul for a taste of a light bulb. I don't care if you're that small boy sitting in the project hall. I don't care if you that girl, that mother treats her like trash and calls her out her name. I don't care if you that young boy who never had a father to take him outside or throw a football. I don't care if you that father that they say is not a good father, but they don't understand you never learned how to be a father. You never learned how to love. I want you to know that you still are something. And as long as you got air in your lungs, life in your body, you can be anything you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. This is what we must do to take back our city. This is what we must do to change this world. We must come together collectively. We must understand that these older cats have sold their soul to the devil for a dollar. And they forgot about the babies at the bottom. They never went back. They left us. We don't need you anymore. But are you willing to die? Are you willing to sleep outside of that CEO office for an opportunity? You see, just getting to the opportunity is hard. Seizing the moment is a whole nother monster. So while you fighting and you clawing to get to the next level, let me tell you something. If you're a person out there buying, trying to buy your way to the top, I want to let you know something, King and Queen. You can't buy a legacy. This you must earn.
See, the big dogs, they won't give you the opportunity. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to sleep in your car. You're going to have to sleep on that floor. You're going to have to cry them tears. But we're not going to be crybabies. We're going to be lions. You know, when a lion is injured, when a lion is bleeding, he licks his wounds and he keeps walking.
So be the type of person that's willing to fight. Give your blood, sweat, and tears for what you believe in. And understand, a legacy can never be bought. See, the Most High give us this dynamic gift, this gift that's so amazing. I mean, this gift that the whole world wants to buy, but he makes us work for them. He makes us grind. He makes us feel the pain of the process. And for me, I would say I'd rather have it no other way. See, we get a lot of people that throw all these big conferences, throw all these big, amazing events. And what I realize is you pay $10,000, but the Most High is the only one that's going to give you the date that says it's time for you to be great. It's time for you to be phenomenal. See, many of us like to skip the hard part. We like to skip the stages that make us the great people that we are born to be. Les Brown has a saying, live full and die empty. And that's what I live by. I realize that you have to be willing to sleep outside of that office for your opportunity. You must be willing to go down to the shelter and eat those canned goods. For your opportunity, you must be willing to almost die for your dream. And you must realize that you cannot buy this. No one can give you this. You must earn this. But I played the game as if my life was on the line. And individuals all over the world to understand this very thing. Greatness lies in the man that believes it's in them. So all those books, all those manuals, everything you're looking at, you're going to realize one day when you're standing on that stage, when you're standing at that altar, when you're standing at that place of greatness, you're going to remember and you're going to understand that everything I needed was inside of me. Everything I needed was inside of me.
Now, if you turned your back on me, I promise I'm gonna make you turn around. You will call me King. You will call me King.